Soundscape presents The Conjurer's Riddle by Andrea Kramer, narrated by Leslie Belair. 1. The sun retreated at the approach of dusk, but the dimming light did nothing to obscure the thick plumes of smoke that rose unceasing in the distance. Charlotte couldn't see the flames, but her mind found it far too easy to conjure images of fire consuming all that had been her home. Even if the catacombs hadn't been completely destroyed, oily clouds so dense and unrelenting signaled devastation beyond recovery. Every step Charlotte took was hard won. As her small troop of exiles retreated deeper into the thick forest, her party enclosed by trees, Charlotte wondered if she'd made the right decision. Linnet had offered refuge courtesy of the abundant resources of Lord Ott. If they'd stayed on the Aphrodite, they wouldn't have been forced to scuttle the Pisces in the shallows of the river. Ott would have provided shelter and food while they strategized the wisest course. But in making those choices, Charlotte would have acted under the assumption that Birch and the young children in the catacombs were lost. Returning to the floating city meant abandoning any hope that her friends had survived. Tantamount to those assumptions was that forsaking the catacombs required Charlotte to reject the carefully structured plans of escape in the instance of a catastrophe. Plans that her brother, Ashley, had required Charlotte to study each day until she could, without error, recite each exit from the caverns and route to the rendezvous point. Charlotte recalled her meticulous studies with a brief, rueful smile. However prepared she had been to execute this plan in the moment of crisis, her knowledge didn't make traversing.